Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:15-17. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John 2:15-17. And it's read as following. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. Amen. Amen. This morning, thanks God, I want to speak on battling distraction. Battling distraction. Amen. I just want to say, I want to thank Leo. He was my prompt this morning, although Pastor moved. But he was my prompt this morning. It came for be our distraction and everything. The word, yes. So I just want to thank him and everything for being my prompt. Because it's so easy, thanks to God, to be distracted from the word of God. It is so easy. It's easy to be allowed to be interrupted, to become distracted, that limit our spiritual progress. These interruptions and distractions hinder our growth of our faith that will eventually lead to us far away from the plan that God has for us in our life. Distraction. Battling distraction. Wow. Battling distraction, saints of God. Yes. Thank you. You see, thanks to God, how easy it is to just to be distracted. It is very easy to be distracted. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Pastor. It is very easy to be distracted. And thanks to God, just imagine that we in this world have to fight this each and every day. Yes, to keep focus on the word of God. Amen. You see, saints of God, the definition of distraction is the Webster Revised Dictionary defined distraction as following. The act of distracting, a drawing apart, separation to create a distraction among us. That's which divert attention, a division, a thing that prevent someone from giving full attention to something or someone else. A diversity of direction, detachment, state in which the attention is called in a different direction, confused, and perplexion. See, a prime example, thanks to God, like I said, I thank Leo and Pastor, although I didn't want to part, but although I even moved over here, but a lot of them still looking over there, was distracted from what I was doing. But because of the noise that they was making over there, it got your attention. Saints of God, we have to be careful not let Satan get our attention, draw our attention from the Word of God. So this morning, saints of God, in this message, saints of God, distraction is anything that prevent someone, I'm talking about a Christian, from doing those things that should rightfully be done. It causes a Christian to remove his focus from the things of God. Distracting, saints of God, is a tool of Satan used to draw Christians away from God's wonderful plan and purpose for our life. That is distraction I want to talk about this morning, saints of God, because it's so easy to be distracted. See, destiny, the event that will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. That's why Jeremiah 29:11 called this an expected end. If I was to use a religious instruction to talk about destiny, I would use what is the chief end of man to glorify God and enjoy him forever. You see, saints of God, as scripture stated in Jeremiah 29:11, for I have no the thought that I think towards you, said the Lord, thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. That is the expected end of destiny of man to glorify God, enjoy him forever, saints of God. David said it like this in Psalm 27:4. One thing that I have desired the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That destiny, saints of God. But unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, we're in a generation that is becoming increasingly conditioned to distraction. Amen. And it is harming our ability to listen to God, think carefully, to be still, to pray, to meditate upon his goodness and his mercies. This leads us into a spiritual danger, an evil form which only God can deliver us from. Matthew 6:13 said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Only God, saints of God, can help us. So identifying a distraction, saints of God, the Bible said in 1 John 2:16, which I read earlier, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. This makes identifying distraction very easy, saints of God. They're either dealt with either in the flesh, the eye, or the pride of life. These are examples of distraction, saints of God. The TV, books, movies, music, Facebook, telephone, illicit sex. These are distractions caused by the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. Some invisible distractions are everyday worry, our strenuous routine, our personal desires and ambition. These are the pride of life distraction. So identifying distraction are things that appeal to the flesh, the eyes, and the pride of life that cause us to try or try to hindered us from reaching our destiny, saints of God. Pride and selfishness will always derail spiritual progress. It will always derail it. You see, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a hasty spirit before a fall. Do you sometimes, thanks to God, feel it hard to stay focused and get distracted very easily? Even sometimes when you're reading the Word of God, or when you're praying, thanks to God, it's just that thought pop up. And you're like, where did this come from? It is so easy to be distracted, get distracted, saints of God. Unfortunately, saints, we see we live in a world today where it is becoming easier and easier to be distracted in general. Even though who consider themselves to be very self-disciplined and not immune, which leads to some of the common question I often hear people say, saints, how do I overcome distraction? How can I stop distraction at my home? What does the Bible say about distraction? How do I pray against distraction? As Christian saints of God, we are going to be successful in our walk with God in accomplishing our goal. We must learn how to overcome distraction and stay focused amidst a distracting world. All around us, saints of God, there's some type of distraction, but we have to continue to focus on the Word of God. We got to continue to stand on the Word of God. We got to continue to meditate on the Word of God. We got to continue to preach the Word of God, saints of God. You see, saints of God, however, not everyone is distracted by the same thing. Just a proven point this morning. Some were distracted over there, and some were distracted over here. It was just so easy to get distracted. You see, sometimes, for example, having the TV on may be a distracting to some, while others concentrate better when there's background noise. When there's, when there's noise or something in the background, they concentrate better. See, I can do both. Sometimes I can do it without, or sometimes I have to have it on there. Because most of the time when I study, I'd be downstairs by myself, and then I'll be like, man, I have to just break off and shake it off and just walk around a little bit and everything, because ain't nothing down there to distract me. Ain't no radio, no TV, or nothing in the room that I be in. It's so easy to get distracted. It is also important to know that distraction is not always transparent or obvious. Thanks to God. In fact, very often they can be rather subtle. Other distractions are unavoidable, as they may come in the form of unexpected circumstances. They are beyond our control. And sometimes they are what we call good distractions that are actually beneficial for you and for me, and maybe even necessary. So what causes distraction? This morning, saints of God, I'm going to talk about some source of distraction. Distraction can come in the form of people, things, specific places or environment, circumstances, thoughts, and temptation. as we look at a couple of examples, saints of God, it's like this. You decide to go back to school to get your degree in whatever. And a good friend you haven't seen in years moved to your era, distracted you from your study. You started hanging out 3 or 4 times a week. Then you get your first semester grade, which shows you fell in half of your classes. Distraction. You finally decide to quit your job so that you can put all your time developing in your own business. But then you get a job offer from a company offering you $10,000 more a year than what you was making. Distraction from your actual goal of working for yourself and earning 6 figures you had taken instead of you taking that job offer. When you work for yourself, saints of God, it can be a struggle. But yet still, because of that $10,000 offering, you were distracted from your goal of starting your own business. You see, saints of God, you decide to write a book with the vision that God gave you. You receive negative feedback after discussing the idea with a few family members, friends, posting it on Facebook. Negative thought overwhelm your mind, discourage you, and you gave up completely. Assignment that God have given you. Distraction. You set a goal, a big one, me. You set a goal to lose 20 pounds. And you had your diet plan and exercise routine all mapped out. But
you bought him into a golden beret.
Distraction. Lord, Lord. But eventually, someone come along and fill your freezer or fill, you know, come and bring you that big banana pudding, that chocolate cake, that ice cream, that those cookies filled with nuts. And all that fast food, you give in, end up gaining 20 pounds instead. Distraction, saints of God. You see, saints of God, distraction comes from all angle of life. In ways we least expect it, from people we don't expect it, at time we aren't expecting it, and they can end up causing us time, happiness, peace, relationship, money, and success. What did the Bible say about distraction, saints of God? Distraction from everyday work, goal, and life in general can be frustrating and can even cause major setbacks. However, things that distracted us from God can be extremely dangerous, saints of God. It can be very dangerous. As Christian, when we start to lose sight of God, His word, and His plan for our life, it can lead us in the wrong direction towards sin. Missed opportunities, missing blessings, and discipline from God. Losing sight of God also causes us to live in fear, anger, worry, frustration, and doubt. As we look at, briefly at some mention of distraction in the Bible, number one, it's the carnal things of the world. One of our primary distractions, so by far, are the carnadines that world we live in have offered, which is why both Paul and John warned the first century believer about being distracted by the custom and behavior of the world. And that same thing applies to us today, saints of God. Romans 12 and 2, the New Living Translation I'm using, it said, "Don't copy the behavior and custom of the world, but let God transfer you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then will you learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." 1 John 2:15-17, it reads, "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for anything we see, and pride in our achievement and possession. These are not from the Father, saints of God, but it's from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does not please God, but anyone who does not, who does, anyone who does what pleases God will live forever." You see, sometimes, thanks to God, everything from the internet, TV, social media, and cell phone to our job, relationship, hobby, habits have become things that distracts us spiritually. Like unbelievers, we often end up not only adopting the way of the world, but literally chasing after it. We got to be careful, saints of God. Fame, fortune, reward, social influence, attention getter. See, all that's of the world. But we as believers, we're doing the same thing. What about me? Sister Sweet Tea, she got me water. I'm doing the same thing. How come I can't get water? A brother Flip Flop, he got me water. He got a pat on the back, but didn't nobody pat me on my back. But just wait, saints of God. If God did it for them, he can do it for you. He will do it for you. Stop being distracted of what other people are doing, what other people are saying, what other people are receiving. Just continue to focus on God, because your reward will soon come, and a better reward. See, all of these things turn to draw us from our way further and further away from God if we let them. Number two, our fleshly desire. Because the carnal world is which we live often so much in the way of temptation, is catered to our fleshly desire, which also become a big distraction, saints of God. James 1:14-15, it's read as, "Temptation comes from our own desire, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful action, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. But praise be to God that through his Holy Spirit, saints of God, we can overcome the temptation of our flesh,
We don't have to give in, saints of God, because 1 Corinthians 10:13 said the temptation in your life are no different from what other experience. And God is faithful. God, saints of God, he is faithful. He would not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Aren't we serving a good God? A mighty God? A God that reigns today, saints of God. It's today. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Another one the Bible speaks of is our thoughts. Another major source of distraction are our thoughts. All the craziness that can sometimes go on in our head, saints of God, it may just make you want to think. At the old song, it just makes you want to shout. Because it's just crazy thoughts sometimes. I'm guilty. Crazy thoughts come up in my mind sometimes, but I have to convert it back to what the word said, or back what I'm doing. Yes, crazy thought. Our thoughts in our head. Unfortunately, we can't control every thought that comes into our mind. However, we can control what we do with those thoughts once they surface, thanks to God. You might not control everything that comes through your mind, but you can control how you use that thought, entertain that thought. As Christians, we should always redirect our mindset toward the things that glorify God. Philippians 4:8, it said, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praises. Not only the Bible tell us about these distractions, but they give us scripture to overcome these distractions. Colossians 3:1-2, it read as following. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above where Christ is. Seated at the right hand of God, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. We got to start thinking about the things the scripture said, what things that are honorable, what things that are pure, what things that are lovely, what things are worthy. And set our mindset. Because, saints of God, we have a mind of Christ. Wasn't Jesus tempted? But he used the words, saints of God, and that's what we need to do. We got to use the words instead of using those thoughts and entertaining those thoughts. We got to use the word against those thoughts. Another one, distracting the people that the Bible speaks of, is the other people. Other peoples. You see, the Bible speaks of people being a huge source of attraction as well, and sometimes even on purpose. You see, saints of God, sometimes we allow what people think about us or the proving we seek from them to distract us. In this case, we should work to adopt the mindset that the Apostle Paul had. In Galatians 1:10, it said, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people was my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. So, saints of God, just use that scripture. Don't think about what people think about you or what people say about you. You should know who you are and whom you are. You ain't got to get their approval rate. The only one that you need to think about is what God thinks about you. Amen. And how God sees you. It's not about the other people. It's about God. Amen. We see saints of God. Even in Nehemiah 6, chapter 6, verse 2 and 3, it's read, so Sanballat and Gibeon sent a message asking me to meet them at one of the village in place of arm. But I really realized they was planning to harm me. So I replied by sending this message to them. I am engaged in a great work. So I can't come. Why should I stop working to come and meet with you? See, saints of God, sometimes people are planning to hinder you from the progress of God. So we got to realize, send back, no, it's not the time or the place for me to come and meet you. Speak up. That's what you got this well. Speak up. Speak the right things. Sometimes we use this little umbertainer vessel right here. We use it for the wrong purpose and the wrong time. You see, saints of God, oftentimes we simply must avoid certain people or relationship altogether. Especially if we know if it would hinder our walk with God. When Paul walked to the saints in Corinth regarding marriage, he went as far as to advocate for some to remain unmarried because a senior person can be fully devoted to God as opposed to having divided interests and responsibility to a spouse or a family. You see, saints of God, 1 Corinthians 7:35 said, I am not saying this for your benefit. I am saying this for your benefit, not to place restriction on you. I want you to do whatever will help you to serve the Lord best with as few distraction as possible. You see, saints of God, it's left up to us to know what to do and when to do it. Some want to get married and don't even know what love is all about. Some want to just shack up. But saints of God, keep focused on what God tells you to do. Keep focusing on what best for you to serve the Lord. Another one, saints of God, is our circumstances. Very often, saints of God, our circumstances can also be distracted in our life. We can easily get so caught up into the trouble, the pain, our misfortune we are experiencing, that we lose sight of who God is in his sovereignty and power over our situation. Sometimes we get so caught up in the flesh, saints of God, we forget that God got it all under control. We get so caught up in our pain, in our trouble, that we forget God said, just turn it over to me. Just believe me. Just trust me. God got it all controlled. You see, saints of God, in Matthew 6, 30 and 33, it says, and if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will I eat? What will I drink? What will I wear? These things dominate the thought of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows, saints of God, all your needs. Seek ye the kingdom of God above all else and live righteousness, and he will give you everything you need. You see, saints of God, the devil knows how to successfully utilize trials and circumstances in your life against Christians whose spiritual connection with God are weak. If your connection with God is weak, saints of God, and you said that you was a believer, you better believe Satan is coming after you. You see, but in 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So you see, saints of God, if your connection with God is weak, Satan is on the job. The devil is on the job, saints of God. He's on his job, and he's seeking whoever that he can devour. Like a roaring lion. And you know how, if you see on TV, I don't know, even if you've been to the zoo, they're supposed to be tame, sort of somewhat a tame in a cage. But sometimes they'll have to launch at the cage and stuff. On TV, how they portray them on TV. Like a roaring lion. The king of the jungle. But we got a bigger and better king. You see, saints of God, as you can see, regardless of what the source of distraction is, they are predictable. So what can we do to ensure we are not only ready for them when they come, but know how to overcome them as well? You see, saints of God, that would be next week. But I do want to talk about the effect of distraction. The effects of distraction. See, the effects of distraction is hinder progress. 2 Samuel 20 and 12 said, and Amasal swallowed in blood, during the highway. And when the men saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasal out of the highway into the field and cast a cloth upon him. When he saw that everyone that came by him stood still, they was on a mission. But the king, when they saw the distraction of Amasal wallowing in blood in the midst of the world, they stopped dead in their track. This is what the devil trying to do, saints of God, to get our distraction and stop us dead in our tracks. But it also goes on success, saints of God, in verse 13. It said, all the people went as he was wallowing, they stopped in their track. This is what the devil tried to do with instructing in our laws, cause us to stop dead in our track. Once the distraction was moved out of the way and was covered, then the Bible said in verse 13, it said, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Beerah. We need to do the same, saints of God, with distraction in our way. We need to stop, think, and keep margin on what God had told us to do. Don't be distraction on what's going on over here. If God put you on a journey, you continue to go on that journey because he have your every need in place. Just like we studied in Bible class, where's your there? God got your there covered. He knows. Thanks to God. You see, you can't move them out of the way yourself you cannot move them out of the way yourself. Then we need said the lyric of this old song. Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb it. Lord, don't take away the stumbling block, but lead me all around it. Saints of God, don't let distraction impede your progress. Another effect of distraction is it causes you to drift off course. Just like when you are in your car, saints of God, driving and sometime down the street and you see that your radio or your telephone start ringing or up loud, you sometime find yourself drifting, especially when a good song come on, you find yourself drifting over in the other lane. But you know, now they got these cars, when you go over to another lane, he'll beep and stir you back. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, that's Holy Ghost. He's stirring us back. They copy, they copy and creating the word of God into the material things that we use. That's what the Holy Ghost do. He bring us back on the right path, just like these new modern cars. They'll bring you back into your path. Stop dripping away, saints of God. You see, saints of God, Matthew 7:14 said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there that finds it. Because of this straight and narrow journey, any and every distraction will cause you to drift off course and end up in a place you never intend to be. You see, saints of God, in Psalms 73:2-3 said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My step had well nigh slipped. For I was enraged at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He was distracted when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. That pride of life is a distraction, thanks to God. He allowed himself to drift off course. Don't drift off course, saints of God, because of distraction, before you find yourself in a place you never intend to be. Another one, saints of God, distraction close off communication with God. Luke 10:39-40 said, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered or distracted about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, Doth thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she come help me. Mary, you see, Mary, she sat at Jesus' feet and listened to Jesus' teaching, but Martha was distracted with much serving. Sometimes we see things of God, we get distracted. We think we're doing what God tells us to do, but yet still, we're missing the whole point. As the old saying said, you miss the forest for the trees. Because you're not really praying. You're not really studying the word. Yes, you're doing it, but you still need daily to pray. You still need daily to seek direction. You daily need the Spirit to lead and guide and direct your paths. You see, saints of God, Martha, she was distracted with serving. She was distracted. You see, sometimes distraction can be a problem in our relationship with God. In fact, that was the concern Jesus had for his friend Martha. She was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made for a meal. When she complained about her sister Mary's lack of help, Jesus told her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary had chosen that good part, which would not be taken from her. You see, saints of God, she was distracted from spending time and communicating with Jesus. Don't get so distracted by things that we fail, that get distracted by things that we fail to communicate with our Lord and Savior. Don't get so distracted that you fail to pray. So many times we feel we don't have time to pray. But the word said, pray without ceasing. Distraction. You see, saints of God, I'm reminded of this song. Just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him about your trouble. He will hear your fainting cry and answer by and by. You see, saints of God, another effect of distraction is consuming the word. Consuming the word, saints of God. You see, in Genesis 3, verse 1 and verse 4, it said, now the serpent was more subtile than any of the beasts in the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yet have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in of the garden. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall surely not die. When we allow distraction to catch us, thanks to God, we fall victim to adulterated word and end up spiritual naked. Strip the power, authority, strength, believing false doctrine, tossing by every wind and doctrine because we were distracted. You see, saints of God, distraction caused undue pressure to conform to the world and not the word. I'm going to say that again. Distraction caused undue pressure to conform to the world and not the word. Pressure from the world calls us to strive, to achieve, to be successful, to promote self-esteem, to outshine the other person, or to keep up with the Joneses. I ain't talking about you. That's an old expression. That's an old expression, keeping up with the Joneses. We got a couple here, Jones. Yeah, but keeping up with the Joneses. You see, thanks to God, this distraction causes anxiety and stress, which will lead to sickness. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4 and 6, be anxious for nothing, But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We must not become distracted by undue pressure of life on this world, saints of God. You see, once distracted, you are easily targeted to believe lies. When you are distracted, it's easy for the devil to assure you that the Bible is outdated and unrelated to you and your life in general. If you let him, thanks to God, that's what he'll do. Oh, the Bible is outdated. He don't relate to you. You're still under the law. But God's grace, thanks to God, says different. I'm almost through. Another one, effect of distraction is keeping us from growing and living spiritually. You see, Paul prayed that the young church in Colossians would be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding so they can walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. This would require them to say no to whatever distract them from seeking God above all else. That's true to us today. When we are distracted, we start to walk in a direction that is not according to the word of God. When we are distracted, growth is affected, so we must make sure that we are not distracted. Another one, saints of God, that effect of distraction is distraction can keep you from salvation. Matthew 13, Matthew 13, verse 22. It said, but he that receiveth the seed unto stony ground, the same is he that hears the word, and anoint with joy receive it. Yet have he not rooted in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by he is offended. He also that sees seed among the thorn is he that hears the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. You see, saints of God, this teaches us that one of the reason God's truth does not root and grow is because the care of the world and the deceitfulness and riches choke out the word that have been sown. Distraction caused God's word to get choked out of your life. The word not being rooted doesn't give you solid ground to stand on, saints of God. Then we find ourselves missing out on salvation because we let everything in the world choke it out of our life. Another distraction, saints of God, effect of distraction is cause you to be in a spiritual downward spiral. You see, in 2 Samuel 11, it stated that as distracted, for King David his distraction grew a full-blown sin. David saw Bathsheba from the rooftop taking a bath, and the Bible says she was very beautiful. So lust of the eye distracted him. He had a desire for her that burned deep within inside him. Now we have lust of the flesh. This lust of the flesh distracted caused adultery that adulterated affair caused her to become pregnant. Then he tried to cover it up, but it does not work like that. Thanks to God. It did not work for his plan, and it did not work for ours. So he now committed conspiracy and murder, all because he allowed himself to be distracted. You see, saints of God, when we allow distraction in our life, it causes us to sin and keep on sinning, keep on doing what the word tells us not to do. You see, saints of God, the old saying says, sin will take you where you never want to go and keep you longer than you ever want to stay and cost you more than you ever thought to pay because of distraction. You see, saints of God, distraction, it will hinder you. It will stop you sometime in your tracks. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, think on these things. Philippians 4 and 8. And next Sunday, I'll pick up how to defend against distraction. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.